Farmers live a gambler's life. And with climate change, the odds for farmers are changing. Maryland is trying to help its farmers plan for what the changing climate holds for the state's largest commercial industry. Some farmers are looking to go on the offensive against climate change, while others are just trying to make it to tomorrow. WIPR's John Lee reports.
Music is in the air at the Sunday Farmers Market under the JFX in Baltimore. So is commerce.
He wants a whole melt.
Whole melt?
Yeah.
South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland is one of about 50 farms doing business at the market. When asked about climate change, owner Randy Sowers sees competition from agribusinesses as a bigger threat to small farmers because they are controlling prices.
So as they get bigger, they just push the little guy around.
A few days earlier and about 15 miles north at the state fairgrounds, Meg Jones was manning her table at the farmers market there.
We have lettuce, tomatoes, which I didn't bring today. Squash,
Jones and her husband run Jones Organic Dairy and Produce Farm in Harford County. When it comes to climate change, Jones says they think about it from season to season.
If it's a drought year, then you change what you're doing or you just hope for rain. Sometimes there's not much you can do.
Jones and other farmers say they're seeing the effects of climate change, like hotter summers, more torrential rainfalls, plants budding earlier. But Rob DeFord, the president of Bordy Vineyards in Baltimore County, says farmers are kept busy running their business, selling their product, and keeping up with regulations.
We are people who face the daily challenges and often can't come up for air long enough to think ahead 50 or 100 years like we need to.
For years, the state's been working with farmers to improve water quality, part of the Chesapeake Bay cleanup. Hans Schmidt, an assistant secretary at the Maryland Agriculture Department, says some of those practices can help farmers deal with the extremes in weather that they're seeing. For instance, the state helps farmers pay for the cost of planting cover crops like grains and radishes. They can help prevent erosion. That's the water quality part. But those crops also help break up the soil, so water from heavy rains can seep deeper into the ground. Also, Schmidt says those crops help in the big picture fight against climate change because they're pulling carbon out of the air.
Maryland is a pretty small state compared to everything else, and it's important that we are doing our part.
Taking carbon from the air through photosynthesis and putting it in the ground is a big deal for Tom Krogan, co-owner of the vineyards at Doden in Anne Arundel County. Krogan plants 11 different cover crops. He also doesn't till the soil. If you do that, it releases that carbon back into the air. Krogan says the trapped carbon helps to make the soil healthier.
They're stable. They'll stay in the ground for thousands of years. And so that's going to help draw down the carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere.
2 years ago, the legislature passed the Maryland Healthy Soils Program to teach farmers how to sequester carbon, but without approving additional money for that effort. The state agriculture department is preparing a strategic plan that Schmidt says will include climate change. But for Krogan, it's personal. His family's been farming for 294 years.
I'd like to see the family still be on the farm in 294 years. You have to have a long-term view to make it work.
There will be a public hearing on the strategic plan October 1st at the state fairgrounds. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.